Internally displaced persons settled in camps in Abuja say they still lack the most basic amenities a full 10 years after the camps were established. Most of the displaced people are from Yobe, Borno, and Adamawa states. They fled violence from the Boko Haram insurgents. Many say they struggle to have enough to eat daily. Liatu Ayuba is the women leader at the IDP camp in the Durumi district and the coordinator for 18 camps. She tells VOA they only hear promises from government officials and agencies without action.
We are telling them that we people, we have tired.
Ayuba says they have been telling officials they are tired of the way they are treated, sitting in the camp day after day with no help from the government. She says the government should find an area or city where they can live and start a new life. At the Durumi camp, women sit on the floor of an abandoned clinic while children clad in dirty and torn oversized clothes run about. Some men have gone out to find work, but the older men sit under a big tree. The people at the camp say health conditions are worsening because of the unhygienic environment and lack of potable water. They say they are refused treatment in hospitals because they don't have the money to pay or don't have authorization letters from the government agencies responsible for displaced persons. A volunteer and nurse at the Area 1 camp in Abuja, Issa Umar, spoke to VOA about the situation. He said the lack of adequate food and water means malnutrition, malaria, typhoid, and other diseases are common.
So the time when I came back from Goza to...
When he started from Goza, Borno State, he discovered his people in the camp needed help with their health issues as there were no drugs or hospital for them. Umar says that's why he volunteered to help them. He sees them complaining of cough, diarrhea, fever, and so on, and he tells them what drugs to buy outside. Omar says the camps survive mostly on support from individuals, non-governmental organizations, and religious bodies. Emmanuel Onubiko, the national coordinator of the Human Rights Writers Association of Nigeria, says it is time the government addresses the concern of IDPs.
IDPs are actually citizens of this country who, by no fault of theirs, have found themselves as internally displaced persons, and largely government is responsible for their plight. The primary duty of government, according to Section 14.2b, is to ensure that there is security of life and property in the country, and the government has failed.
The Federal Capital Territory Administration, which manages Abuja City, denied the allegations over neglect. They would not comment directly, but pointed out the policy that mandates that IDPs be protected. For VOA News, from Abuja, Nigeria.